CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. For your weather outlook today, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers this morning. We have a high of 24 degrees, with humidex that's going to feel more like 29, and a UV index of 6 or high. Later on tonight, we'll have clear skies with a low of 12. On the roads this morning, expect delays on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, where Utilities Kingston Work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Drivers should watch for lane shifts, reduce speed limits, and share the lane signage. There could also be delays on Taylor Kidd Boulevard and Collins Bay Road as paving operations continue. There are several road closures to be aware of around the city as well. Aberdeen Street is closed between Johnson and William for construction and staging. Barry Street is closed for construction-related work at 283 Queen. Princess Street is closed between Frontenac Street and Division Street for reconstruction by the City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston. Cranbrook Street is closed between Lakeview Avenue and Days Road for pedestrian improvements. South Bartlett Street is closed between Victoria Street and Smith Street while facade restoration work continues. Leroy Grant Drive is closed to through traffic between John Kenter Boulevard and Elliott Avenue for roadway rehabilitation. Norman Rogers Drive is also closed to through traffic between Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard and Van Order Drive for roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. And finally, Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street community space, although on-street parking remains available. This has been your quick morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
My name is Myra. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's a little after 8 a.m., and as you've just heard from a much cuter person than I, you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Kingston, Ontario, and this is your Tuesday morning Indie Wake Up Call. Jesse Bell filling in once again, and we're going to get things rolling with a band that I've been on the record about before in saying they have one of my favorite names for any band. This is the Sylvia Platters, and this is a bit of a throwback to the summer of 2020. What a time it was to be alive. This is Invisible Ink kicking things off for us on this morning's Indie Wake Up Call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
Are you tired of your boring weekly routine? Are you looking for something to look forward to every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9 Fridays at 2 p.m. for a fresh mix of songs that you'll want to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres from pop to rock to folk and R&B. I've also got some fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m. I hope I'll see you then.
Welcome back. That was Foreign Diplomats with Skyline. Prior to that, we had Flora Luna, and I'm going to do my best here, with Facile Comme de l'eau. Couldn't tell you what that means. We had Outre Camille with Sirens, and we kicked off that music block with the Sylvia Platters and Invisible Ink. Today's edition of the Tuesday Morning Indie Wake Up Call is a bit more scattershot than normal, aka we've been dipping into the grab bag. It's been giving me a lot of great stuff, some very recent, some brand new, and some ranging years back. We're going to have a nice little combination of old and new Canadian content for you in hour one, and then we open things up, we throttle down, and we get into a bit more of the wide world of music in hour two, both from a genre standpoint and a country standpoint. Coming up next, we've got Crossed Out with Drive. We're also going to hear from Scratch Buffalo with Life Somewhere, all that, and so much more coming up on your Tuesday Morning Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM from right here in Kingston, Ontario.
Going on somewhere else. Let's keep to ourselves. Music's got my back. His feet is moving like two Cadillacs. A heavy metal drumming on the road. Don't you call my name unless you're gonna explode. There's gotta be life going on somewhere else. There's gotta be life going on somewhere else. Let's keep it to ourselves.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Welcome back. That was Battle of Santiago with Judgment. Prior to that, we had Arc Identity with Signals, and that's one of those words that I always trip over. I always want to say singles, but that was Signals. Do you have a word like that that you really struggle with? I know for a lot of people it's cinnamon and synonym, That one also trips me up, but I had some friends in elementary school especially where it was just a nightmare. Popcorn reading, you know they hated to see that coming. Prior to that, we heard from Scratch Buffalo with Life Somewhere Else, and we had Crossed Out with Drive, and you know the drill, we're getting back into it. Coming up next, we have another throwback, this one to 2019. In fact, a song that will be turning 7 years old in a little under 2-3 weeks' time, if my math is correct. It's The Luckies with East of Eden. We're also going to hear from Down the Lees, all that, and so much more. And you know what? I think I'm going to throw a release radar in there to highlight some of the great local content we've got coming out of the city of Kingston. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. This is your indie wake-up call. It's Tuesday morning, and we're going to have some fun.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present new music by Abby Stewart. Co-written on Nashville's Music Row with hit songwriter Phil Barton, the new single Somewhere encapsulates the dizzy feeling of liking someone so much that you'd go pretty much anywhere with them. Nostalgic lyrics, warm country pop production, and windows down summer vibes make Somewhere the perfect song to put on when you're thinking of that person just a little too much. If you're a local artist looking for airplay and social media promotion, be sure to complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram today. In the meantime, stream Somewhere by Abby Stewart on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
My heartbeat's beating out of my chest just standing here with you. Your eyes looking right into mine and it's making me fall into. Every little thing you say is getting to me, baby. So what you think? We just steal away. Let's go somewhere. I swear I'm there. Baby, if you want to, just drive all night. Be alright if you kiss me under that.
Look the other way. From me and you. secret pack of Marlboro Lights. 20 minutes to just me time. Walk the walk until the smoke blows up clean. Sliding smiles and tiles on my phone screen. Back in there, don't even seem like me.
Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston's School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Got a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit utilitieskingston.com.
After 9 long months, Gale's Game Day makes its triumphant return to CFRC.
Queens Gales, a golden once more.
Tune in on Sunday, August 30th at 6:45 p.m. to catch all the action that makes you stand up and say...
OMG!
This is Canada's most exhilarating sports broadcast.
And it's picked off, picked off, picked off!
This is Canada's gold standard of football action. This is Gales Game Day.
Running hard, breaking away, touchdown Queens.
And it can only be found on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Checking yourself as you step in the mirror. Do you want to? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
It reminds me of that Dylan song that always made
was Belle Plaine with Two Packs a Day, brand new release for you, coming out in early August of 2026. Prior to that, another throwback with Begonia and Hanging on a Line. We heard from Marshall Jacklin with Me and Jamie.